So, JD, can I say, can I just say that even though we have spent many hours negotiating in private towards peace, you are a little bitch. You are a little bitch, and I bet you want to suck it. And what I am going to do now is I am going to humiliate you in front of the international media and on live television, and go back on everything we have negotiated about a peace, and try to make you, in the pressure of the moment, give guarantee that you will give military protection to our country. That's what I am going to do. And I'm going to do it in this passive-aggressive way, because for so many years, people have been telling me that I am brilliant, I am a superb man, I am God, I am the leader of the Western world. And so I'm going to just humiliate you and hope that you back down. What's this? You're actually reacting to me in an aggressive way. You have seen through me, and you think that I basically want to keep the war going forever, or want to have my own choice because of I am basically a narcissist. What's this? You're actually reacting. Oh, Yobnevrot, I did not expect this. I did not expect this kind of reaction. I did not expect people to stand up to my passive-aggressive behavior in an obvious way and to show me that I am what I... Oh, no. This was a very, very bad diplomatic move. I need to calm myself down somehow. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about what happened last week. It's now 3rd of March 2025. I want to talk about what happened last week, which was possibly the most fascinating piece of political theatre that has ever been broadcast, or certainly that has been broadcast since the time that Boris Yeltsin humiliated Gorbachev on live TV and thus made it clear who was actually in charge of the dying Soviet Union. And that is the gangster-like reaction of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump to Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine's behaviour in their meeting at the Oval Office, in which they were prepared to do in public what we know goes on behind the scenes. But the thing is, they did. We know that all governments are basically genteel protection rackets. They're protection rackets. That's what they are. That's what a government is. It's a protection racket. You pay money into it. They offer you, or they're supposed to offer you, protection. Protection of your assets, protection of your safety. They're a protection racket. That's what governments are. But the idea is that the more cut and thrust aspect of being a protection racket is meant to take place without actual killing and is meant to take place behind the scenes, and a genteel front is presented to the world. Both Zelensky and Trump Vance basically broke that rule. And the left are going mad and saying, oh my God, they bullied him, they humiliated him, all of this sort of thing. No, he humiliated them, or tried to humiliate them, and then he got as good as he gave, and indeed better. They say, oh, he's bullied, they're bullying him. No, he engaged in a kind of passive-aggressive bullying with the result that he... And he's not used to being stood up to, because he's been told he's wonderful for the last 3 years, and they gave as good as they got. And that's what I want to talk about today. Before I do that, could you please, please, please do me a favour? Could you subscribe? Could you just subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you click the bell button? Could you share the video? all that stuff, it helps the algorithm. So could you please, please, please do that? And could you also subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put films I make, where I put my weekly Dutton's Digest analysis, where I put my live streams, which are 7 p.m. on Mondays. And if you like what I do, you can support me with the cost of just a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So this has gone on here. What we are seeing is the difference between two different kinds of bullying. One is the feminine kind of bullying. Should we call it bullying? I don't know. Let's just call it aggressive behaviour. The feminine kind of aggressive behaviour, passive aggressive behaviour, and the other is the more masculine and overt kind that's in your face. And of course, people that get into positions of power are going to behave in that kind of way, because what predicts getting into a position of power is high intelligence combined with moderately psychopathic traits, moderately dark triad traits. Machiavellianism, which means you want power. Psychopathy, which also means you want power, and that you're selfish and that you're driven and that sort of thing, and you don't play by the rules, and that helps you to get power. And narcissism, which is that you base to a degree, is that you like power and control, and you like admiration and people admiring you. These are the traits, dark triad traits, which when you control for intelligence, predict getting into positions of power, particularly high positions of power. So we should in no way be surprised that people like Zelensky, Trump, and Vance would have those dimensions to their character. That's what gives you the power and to get to places and to get to high places and to do things. Now, once you do that, what you see, I think there's absolutely no question that Zelensky started this. This is a situation in which, for whatever reason, the Russia it's not really relevant, invaded parts of Ukraine. This guy was the president of Ukraine at the time. This guy, by the way, is a comedian and actor, so obviously high in narcissistic traits, as those people tend to be, because you've got to be able to cope with knockbacks all the time, and you've got to have a great deal of confidence. He's the president. And so he's therefore this military president, and he's pursuing this war. And by the way, he's doing so using all kinds of underhand and awful tactics, such as just forcing people that don't want to do it into the military, literally press ganging people into the military. But that's an aside. So that's the kind of regime he is operating. He has been told by the Western world, including America up until now, for the last 3 years, that he's fantastic, that he's wonderful, that he's the new saviour, that he's the leader of the West, and all of this kind of nonsense. Sort of post-COVID, they have to find something to latch onto and virtue signal about. And so the thing they virtue signal about is Ukraine and him. I will look in a minute at the nature of Ukraine and why they probably shouldn't do that. But anyway, that's what they've done. They have to get their sense of identity and their virtue signalling object from somewhere. And so the new one is the Ukraine, and of course we're in favour of goodness, we're in favour of that which is right, we're morally superior to other people, we competitively indicate our moral superiority, we have Ukraine flags in our windows, we have Ukraine flags flying in our gardens, Vladimir Zelensky is wonderful. I suspect this has gone to his head, by the way. This is known as hubris syndrome, where if you're in power for a long time and you're continually told that you're wonderful, then you start to believe it. You start to believe you're wonderful. You start to believe you're invincible. And then you start to make mistakes, like Mrs. Thatcher, like Tony Blair, like all kinds of people that are in power, and even in democracies for a very long time. It starts to go to their head. They start to believe their own nonsense. They're surrounded by sycophants, and it starts to go to their head, and they think they can get away with anything. And what this little coked-up narcissist was shown is that he can't. He can't. And that America is an elephant, and the Ukraine is a flea. That's what he was shown. And the reason he was shown that was because of his own hubristic, conceited, narcissistic behaviour, in which, having negotiated with these two people some kind of peace, and everybody knows that this is where a political answer and political skill comes in, and Trump highlighted this. You can't go around saying to Vladimir Putin that whatever is the truth, that he's a thug and a bully and a terrorist, and then expect to be able to negotiate peace with him. But almost unbelievably, Zelensky negotiated this peace and this deal behind the scenes, where they took a lot of the mineral wealth of Ukraine. And don't say that's unique, by the way, because when Churchill negotiated to get American help in World War II, that was in return for America being able to strip Britain of basically everything. Of America being able to impoverish Britain, take everything, essentially destroy its empire and destroy it as a country. That was the satanic negotiation. That was the ended up with America, to lose everything. This is nowhere near as bad as that. But this is what is negotiated. And having negotiated it and presenting it to the world, Vance makes the extremely good point about the importance of diplomacy. And this little man, rather than just shut up, does this passive-aggressive, sort of vulnerable narcissist type thing where he makes this little remark. Makes his little opinion. Oh, what kind of diplomacy is this? This guy marched in. He doesn't keep to agreements. He doesn't do what he's saying he was going to do. It was very clever and very subtle. And then he tried to humiliate Vance and say, oh, well, you know, you don't know about Ukraine. You don't know what it's like in Ukraine. You don't know what it's like on the ground. He suddenly tried to change things and to place them in a situation on live television and in front of everybody, in front of the media, where he basically tried to manipulate them into stating in public something like, we will give you military guarantees against any agreement with Russia in Ukraine. That is what he tried to do. Having negotiated something completely different, i.e. there will be Americans taking Ukrainian minerals, there will therefore be large numbers of Americans in Ukraine, and which therefore means that Putin is most unlikely to attack because there will be large numbers of Americans in Ukraine. He tried to push it a little bit further and manipulate them and corner them into having to say into him being empowered over them and them having to shamefully either say we won't give you military guarantees, they're therefore very bad people, or having to kind of make some promise effectively on air live. It's what he tried to do, corner them into making a promise which they hadn't negotiated, of military protection. And he overestimated his own importance, he overestimated his own significance, and he underestimated the kind of people he was dealing with. Because if those people had been everyday Republican politicians, then they would have come up with some clever diplomatic remark which would have maybe forced them to do something a little bit extra like he wanted, but not quite as extreme as putting lots of troops on the ground in Ukraine. But no, these people aren't like that. They weren't having this. And they said in a kind of gangster way, they just did in public what they would have done behind the scenes. And put him in his place in this piece of political theatre and said, they used this nonsense about respect. I don't know why they had to say that. It's very American to talk about respect and integrity and all that sort of thing. But essentially they were saying, how dare you? Who the hell do you think you are trying to go back on what we have just negotiated and try to humiliate us and manipulate us in front of the whole world into doing what you want, you little rat man. Who do you think you are? And then it was fascinating the way that the Trump then intervened to defend his vice president, and then off he went and told him exactly what he thought and what he thought all along, which is that this is a diplomatic issue. You can't go around slagging off Putin and calling him a terrorist or whatever. You can't do this. This is not how international diplomacy works. You are manipulating. You're going too far. You're basically engaging in a kind of bullying. And the response was to bully back. And bullies don't expect to meet their match. Bullies like Zelensky don't expect to meet someone that will stand up to them and say no. And they did. And that was that. And this is plumb. And then the left have reacted with just total discombobulation. How can this happen? How can they do this in public? How can they basically rip off the mask of politics and show, almost like Ugandan politics or Zimbabwean politics, this is protection rackets. This is the boss of one protection racket and the daddy of one protection, the godfather of one protection racket and the godfather of another protection racket, and they're up against each other, and the godfather of the dominant protection racket has humiliated the godfather of the other protection racket, but that is only because the leader of the smaller protection racket tried to go too far, did not show enough respect, did not respect him, and so a reaction took place. And they can't believe it, because what they expected was for their man, Zelensky, to walk away smiling, having manipulated them. And they projected all their feelings onto him, and he embodies them. And no, he's been slapped down, and quite right too. And so I think that this is... so their reaction is just absolute disbelief, because it's I believe the young used the word flexing. It's showing even more, and there's nothing they can do about it, that the right, that the conservatives are in power in America, are proud to be in power in America, will flex and use their power in America, and will react with vengeance to when these nasty little leftists try to manipulate them. And this is frightening. This is so... they've just got over for what they see as the world-shattering event of Trump actually winning the election. They're witnessing a right-wing backlash, and they don't know what to do. It's as though they're in shock. They cannot understand why this is happening. In my Dutton's Digest recently, I did a thing on this. This is like on the right have been in a narcissistically abusive relationship with some crazy woman who cuts herself with borderline personality disorder. She's finally pushed us too far. We've reacted with what's called codependent rage, where finally the codependent, the person in the relationship who's been inculcated and manipulated and love bombed into being in the relationship so that they can't imagine getting out of it, finally gets out of it. And when that happens, the narcissist, the BPD girl, has no one worshipping her anymore, has no one doing what she says, has no one serving her anymore, and just doesn't know what to do, and is just in shock, and just is frozen like a rabbit in the headlights, just doesn't know what to do. And this is what we're seeing with these people. And so some of them are kind of saying, oh, yeah, I'm anti-woke after all. They're trying to manipulate us to get back with us, to get back in our lives by saying, oh, actually, I agree with you. I am anti-woke, really. I knew it all along. All this, people like Ash Sarkar. And some of them are reacting by saying, oh, my God, well, then we have to come up with a whole new world, way of seeing the world, where apparently Europe, the European Union, can stand up to Russia with Russia's baseness and its belligerence, and we can apparently stand up to them, and we can make Zelensky the leader of the free world, or Starmer, the anti-free speech tyrant, who was kind of semi-humiliated by the very fact that they, in his meeting with them, that they raised with him the anti-free speech nature of Europe, by which they meant him, and he was just ashamed and humiliated, didn't know what to do. Subtly, but nevertheless they did. They're making it clear that they're in charge and they're going to alter things. And the borderline personality, vulnerable narcissist woman has now been removed from their lives, and they don't care about her, and they don't care about her morality, and they don't care about her moral judgment, and they take the view that no, morality is not about equality and harm avoidance. Morality is, at least in part, fighting for the glory of your group and fighting for power, and holding on to sacred traditions. That's morality. And they've divorced themselves, and they don't care. And increasingly people are divorcing themselves from their morality, and they don't care, with the consequence that the narcissists to whom they were attached, the Ash Sarkars, the whatever that ridiculous Canadian comedian with all the plastic surgery, whatever her name is, Ryan or something, and such like people, do not quite know what to do. And so they think to themselves, well, of course they want power, and they want love, and they want to be admired. So maybe they think to themselves, maybe they should start doing what the person that used to be attached to them is now doing, and that will get them back, and that will get them some worship again. And we should not accept that. We should never, ever forgive. Ever. I don't say, oh, they're on a journey. They're on a journey to baseness and we should try and help them. No, that may be true of some people that were never dogmatically woke, that were never at the vanguard of woke, but it cannot be true of the people that are at the vanguard of woke. Those people that are at the vanguard of woke are the people that will flip over. They want power. They will be communists in East Germany. They will be Nazis in Nazi Germany. Those kinds of people. Those kinds of people are traitors. Those kinds of people are Machiavellians, and they should never ever be allowed to be forgiven, because they will just manipulate their way into your lives again and dominate you and control you in a different and equally bad way. They'll be the church ladies that want to stop you from going out having fun, just as they'll be the woke women that will want to stop you from going out having a different kind of fun. Never. But anyway, I've got a bit head up here. But I think what we've seen basically is the manifestation of two kinds of sort of bullying. The girl type, the vulnerable narcissist type, the manipulative type, the passive aggressive type. And finally, this person has been stood up to by the right, who have been manipulated by this vulnerable narcissist type for years. I've now had enough, I've been pushed too far, I've had their boundaries crossed one too many times, and are now not having it, and are now deciding to just dump this girl, reject this girl, remove this girl from their lives. And I think that Zelensky represents that girl, and his shunning is, that is why his shunning is so symbolically important and so frightening to the left. It's the shunning of them and their manipulative tactics and their power, and it's the leaving them out in the cold with no one to fear them and no one to worship them and no one to be controlled by them. And they are in shock. It's just not something they could ever have expected.
Are you ready for the future of the West?